It begins with a mouse click. An image appears. The flame of sexual desire is fanned. Every believer faces a choice. The Bible says, "Touch not the unclean thing." We need to make choices that honor God. And where that mouse pointer goes is a choice we have to make every day. On this edition of Running to Win, how to make those right choices and say no to the wrong ones. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now to wrap up the fifth of six messages, this one on discernment, discipline, and discipleship.
Now, how do I bring this down to practicality, to your home, and to talk about parents and children and all, and make this so practical that we can leave here with some handles on our minds and hearts? First of all, I'm going to give you the three R's. The first R is relationships. Here we're talking about our relationship with God, but remember this, that the best way to begin to overcome addictions is healthy relationships with other people. That's why we encourage all the men to sign up and to say, we're going to become part of our men's ministry. We're going to join a small group. We're going to be part of the TMC communities. Why? Because healthy relationships breeds health. It gives us perspective. It gives an opportunity for us to share. You know, one of the things that I would like you to do this week is to make sure that you have an accountability partner, someone with whom you can share, not just someone with whom you confess your sins every week in a cheap kind of way, but someone who's going to pray with you and walk with you through that experience. Parents, talk to your children. Every study indicates that the kids who stay out of drugs and premarital relationship, every study indicates that those who do that have parents who talk to them realistically, lovingly, but frankly about what is going on in their culture and the temptation that young people face. The first word, the first R, is relationships. The second R is rules. Yes, rules. One rule: no TV in the bedroom. No cell phone on all night. You bring that and you put it somewhere where the other cell phones are and you pick it up in the morning. No iPads, no Xbox, whatever else there may be out there. None, period. You say, well, what if my child says to me, well, you don't trust me, Mom? Parents, are you taking notes? You should right now, if you haven't until now. I'm going to tell you exactly how to answer that. The answer is, no, I don't. And then when the child says, well, why don't you? Write this down, next answer. Because I don't trust myself. And then you can even impress them by quoting the words of Martin Luther, who said, I fear my own heart more than I do the Pope. I used to teach preaching up at Trinity Seminary. I used to teach a class up there. And one time in one of my classes, there was a student who always sat at the front, a young man who wanted to learn how to preach. And I'm sure today he's a good preacher. But we were all just sharing about our backgrounds and, you know, the brokenness that we have in society. And he told me a story. He said, my parents trusted me. They allowed me to have cable television in my bedroom. He said, late at night, I would watch. He said, they never really suspected anything because our boy is a good boy. And we know what he is watching. Remember this, 70% of parents who think they know what their child is watching don't have a clue what's going on in the secret parts of his life and with his friends. And so he was talking about the tremendous struggle he had. He was overcoming it. Today, I'm sure he's a great pastor because God is a redeeming God. But his parents trusted him. I can't trust myself. How can I trust others when our hearts are so prone to wander? That's why this assignment this week is not only that you might find someone who's going to pray with you, but also to make sure that all of the computers and the cell phones and the other gadgets in your home have filters. You say, oh, but kids can get around them. I know, there's so many smart kids out there. But at least it keeps them from accidentally coming across these sites. You know, I've read 3 or 4 books as a result of preparing for this series, and I know that I'm wound up about this, but I am angry at the way in which our children are being seduced today on the internet. And you ought to be angry, too. Evil people buy URLs, that is, internet space, if I can put it that way. So that if you type in a legitimate name but you misspell it, suddenly one of those sites comes up. And that's why filters should be on all of your equipment, your media equipment. And of course, all the other things, the rules that you are going to talk about in your family and in your home, so that you do all that is possible. You can't do a perfect job. Kids are going to see things that we wish they wouldn't. But that's why the third R is redemption. What a terrible thing it would be if I were to just stand up here and talk about all of these sins and all of these conflicts and all of the media and everything that's out there, and I didn't remind you of the fact that we have a redeeming God, a God who understands our weakness, a God who is touched by the feelings of our infirmities, a God who invites us to come to him as we are. Nobody has to clean himself up. You don't come to Christ and say, well, now I'm not worthy, but someday I will be when I get this addiction taken care of. No, you come to Christ as you are. You come with your doubts. You come with your anxieties. You come with your hang-ups. But you come to the only one who invites you to come and to save you and wants to do that. And that's how you come. A name that maybe you should remember is Michael Leahy, L-E-A-H-Y. He has written many books on this subject, having himself have been deeply into the addiction. And so he discusses not just his story, though. It's all about what's going on and how to get out of it. I was reading it this past week, and there was a letter from a young woman who heard him speak, because the minute he speaks, you know, in college campuses and so forth, everything opens up. Now everybody's free to share, right? I mean, if this was your problem, now I can say that this is my problem too. And so honesty begins to reign in an atmosphere of sharing and transparency. So this young woman, age 20, I'm going to spare you the details as to what kind of thing she was involved in. She says, your speech broke me down. My past, my parents divorced when I was 12. Then she goes on to talk about all the multiple relationships. I'll skip that. But this is what she said. I wanted to feel fulfilled and wanted God in my life, but just a little bit, because I was so afraid he would judge me and wouldn't accept me because I was so impure. But once I told God I was sorry for everything and all the immoral relationships and stopped blaming him for my parents' divorce, I realized that I couldn't survive without his help. When God found me, it was like the greatest love anyone could ever have given me. I want to thank you for bringing all this to my attention. You made me consciously think about it, how I used to live and how I don't feel like that anymore, and how awesome God is. Signed, Erin. Let's give her a hand, shall we? I invite you today to come to a redeeming God. The word redemption, as it is used in the New Testament, has to do with the idea that somebody would come along and buy a slave out of the slave market, and he'd pay the price. Jesus, when he said, "This is my body which is broken for you, and this is my blood, this represents my blood," when Jesus said that, he was saying, "I'm paying the price of redemption so that I stand in your stead. You come to me as you are." And when you come, both as one who's never trusted Christ as Savior, I hope that there are many of you who fall into that category who will believe on Christ right now and be saved and say, "Jesus, I come to you to receive your redemption." And for those who know him, but you've got issues in your life and walking with God, you want to because you love him. But there it is. I urge you to deal with it honestly before God. Become involved, because you see, God accepts us the way we are, but he loves us too much to leave us the way he found us. Erin would testify to that. She comes to Christ as she is. God cleans her up. She begins to live differently. Why? The tremendous privilege of being the daughter of God. And today you can be the Son of God, the daughter of God, because of his grace and mercy. Shall we bow together in prayer? Our Father, we thank you today that you are redeeming people from every experience, every addiction, every heartache, because you are a redeeming God. And we ask, oh, Father, that your Holy Spirit would work mightily in people's lives, all who have heard this message, we pray. Open up our life to you. May we relish the thought that you walk with us and we with you. And as we remember the death of Jesus who purchased us out of the slave market, we give him praise and thanks in his blessed name. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that we have the good news of the hope of the grace of God that covers our sin? But the grace of God that covers our sin also delivers us from sin. That is God's intention. I preached this series of messages titled, "Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture," because I was so burdened by what I see happening around me. People with addictions, people with a sense of hopelessness, and of course, in our iPads and iPhones and computers, we are bombarded with sensual images. And the question is, how do we handle temptation? How can we be delivered from this? There's no easy fix. It's a constant battle. But God wants us to wage that battle and to win. Next time, I'm going to be speaking specifically about sexual addiction. Perhaps you can call a friend. Share these messages with someone, because in a moment you'll be given some information as to how they can be yours. Hope to see you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Discernment, Discipline, and Discipleship. Another message in his series, Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. The internet offers pornography to anyone. Tomorrow, we look into the mind of a sex addict. All 6 messages in this critical series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win comes to you as a ministry of the Moody Church.